במחלוקת. רב יוסי הגלילי סובר, לא תאכלו משמו בין יסר ואכילו בין יסר ענו. אין לך נאמר, the Pesach only says, לא תאכלו נעל החלב. But by לא תאכלו, it's משמו, even you can't have any enjoyment from it. So therefore, I need a Pesach. דרך יוסי קרוב, when the Pesach says, יא יוסי לכל מלוכה, you can do whatever you want with it, למשרים לנבל לבנו. Who the Yosef is? Come to tell me that the fact of this Nevel is Mutav Ano. Because without the special Pesach, I would say no. Since it says, Le Teichlu, and he holds like a Mavu Svara, that it means an Isser Hano also. That's what Yosef Lili says. The Heter here is telling me that no, it's Mutav Ano. That's what Yosef Lili is for. If you have the Kiva Svara, no. Isser Achila Mashma, Isser Hano Le Mashma. Even though the Torah says Le Teichlu only means it's also Baha Achila. But Avad, what's Mutav Ano? The Torah didn't say Nisir Ano. The Melo, when the Torah says that this Chelev, this trace of fat, you could do whatever you want with it, you don't need a person to tell me it's Mutav Ano, according to Rabbi Kiva. Pshit, it's Mutav Ano. The Torah never said Nisir Ano, the Torah just said Le Teichlu. But Chiyosu Krow, what is the person telling me? Chiyosu Lachom Alocha, Lutum of a Tyrus. Come to tell me a Chiddush. That this fat that came out of Nevela, even though the Nevela itself is Tomei, but still the fat is not Tomei. That's what I need the Pesach for. So the Churim of who is Chiddush to say that Leitoichlu means an Isser Hano is telling this Machlekes. That according to Rabbi Kiva, Leitoichlu does not mean an Isser Hano. So the Bissim Modi says it's telling Machlekes Tanoim. The Gemara says Loi. Loi, I tell you. The Kula Yalma Leitoichlu Mashma Ben Yisrachilu Ben Isser Hano. Really, both man the Yermim come out good according to Rabbi Huwa. Leitoichlu, when it says by Chelev, don't eat these Shreifa fats, means you can't eat it, and it's also to have any enjoyment from it. So what's the machlokes here now? What's the machlokes? Why does Rabbi Kiva dash in Filchus Tumma and not Filchus Hano? The machlokes is like this. Here, this is the machlokes. We have Yosef Lili Savar Kishutra Nevela He Hutra Chelboy Vegidaloy Hutra. And we had a posse before. Nevela is also. Torah says don't eat Nevela. So the kasha was, it should be Asa Bano, we know Nevela is Mutav Ano. The terrorist word is a special posse by Nevela to say Nevela is Mutav Ano. Now, Rabbi Yosef really holds that when the terrorist says a special Kiddush, that Nevela is Mutav Ano, the Torah only said the meat. The meat of the animal that has the Yisra Nevela, you should know, it's Mutav Ano. Mashenkin, the Chelboy, the fat of the animal, he holds that's not called Nevela at all. So when the terrorist says Nevela is Mutav Ano, the Torah did not include the fat. Therefore, here when the terrorist says don't eat the fat, I would think it's even Asa Bano. That's Rabbi Yosef Lili Svara. Therefore, I need this posted Lo Yosef Lachom Locha tell me it's even Mutav Ano. Where it says Rabbi Yosef Lili Svara Kishutru Nevela He Hutru. The Torah only said the meat of the dead animal is Mutav Ano. But Chelboy, the fat of this dead animal, they give to all the veins of this dead animal Lo Hutru. The Torah didn't say it's Mutav Ano. The name is Asa Bano. The Chiyitzah Kroh, what do I need the Pesach now of Yos L'chom L'ocha? Leheter Ano who the Yos is. Come to tell me that the fat of Nevel is also Mutav Ano. That's the plan of Yosef Lili. But why would have I said that it's also Ano? Because Yos L'chom L'ocha. Leheterach L'mi did Yisr Ano. If you have a Kiva, what's the Kiva Svara? Why does he say in Svara I would think it's Mutav Ano? Not because he argues on Rebbe Avua. Havadar is murdered to Rebbe Avua. Leheterach L'mi should have meant an Yisr Ano. But here in Sover, he holds Kishutru Nevela. When the Torah says that a Nevela, an animal that dies by itself, even though he does not eat the meat, but it's Mutav Ano, a special person to say it's Mutav Ano, he holds, and that Heter says, Chelboy Vegida Nami Hutru. He holds that the Chelav, the fat, is also included in the Nevela. And when the Torah said Nevela is Mutav Ano, the Torah included even the fat of the animal is also Mutav Ano. So Mela, I don't need any Chiddushi to tell me that fat is Mutav Ano. Pshit is Mutav Ano. The Chiyitzah Kroh, what do I need the Pesach? Yiyos L'chol Melocha L'tum of a Tyro. That's why I need the Pesach. L'tum of a Tyro tell me that the Chelev of a Nevela has no Tumah. Even though the Nevela itself does have Tumah, here the Pesach is telling me the fat Shaboy does not have an Issa Tumah on it. So the more now, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Ashkechon Chelev D'Shar Yirachmona. Bahano. According to Rabbi Yosef Glili, when the Torah says Le Teichlo means an Isser Hanor also. So he holds that the Chelev would have been Osir Bano. But the reason why, it's Mutti, the Torah says the famous Shia, that Yoslechom Locha. What about Gid? What about the veins? The veins of the animal, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, is not the Chlau, the Heter of Nevelo. So the Chur, it should be Osir Bano. For the Gemara, Ele Gid, name of the Yasser, according to Yosef Lili, the Gid, all the Gidim should be Yasser Bano by Nevelim. So one tells Enoch Nami, boy, you say Machi Nami, it's like a true the Yasser. Enoch Nami, according to Yosef Lili, when an animal dies, you're not allowed to eat the Gid, and it's even Yasser Bano. Only the Nevela, the Basa Shabbai is Mutter, the Torah says the Ferish the Basa is Mutter, and the Chel of Yosef, the Ferish Apostic, that the chel of the fat is mutter, but Enoch Nami, the gid, has no beferish aposik, so the gid, the veins, are also banor. Iboyesem, another teretzis, hatay yemaisilo the kal v'choyma. He has the kal v'choyma to tell us that the veins have to be mutter. O ma chelev, ma duch the chelev of this nevelim. She'oyin esh chorus. If you eat chelev, it's an ilchi of chorus. For next leg, when we say mutabanor, the Torah says beferish. That it's mutabanor, of as they did, just eat the vein. Shaino in the chorus. The Torah doesn't say any special is the chorus. There's only a lav not to eat the veins of a nevelim. Like kosheim, shouldn't for sure I tell you that what is mutabanor? So maybe that's one Torah to say that the gid is mutabanor for kavuchayma. Marv Reb Shimon, the author, Reb Shimon cheat the yod, no gid is also banor. What is the yod? He says, this kavuchayma, I can slug up this kavuchayma. I say like this. Malo chelev, you're telling me now chelev is so strong and still it's mutter b'no? No, chelev has a kal, it's a little lenient. Why? Shekein huta meklolo yetzachaya. The fat of a chaya, the Torah din asa. The Torah only said the fat, special chelev, special fats of a behema is also teeth. But the chelev chaya is mutter. So since there's a chaya, a wild animal, that the Torah says is mutter teeth, therefore chelev is a little kal. So yama begid, mashen came the veins, shloi huta meklolo. There's never had to teat the veins. The gid anosh is always usher. There's never had to teat the veins. Therefore, a gid is more chomer. Hey, so chaya. Hey, there's no had to teat the gid anosh by a chaya. The Yidduch was the other man, the Yomer, that says no, that says gid is mutter bano, because they have a kal v'choymer. I tell you, Yidduch, the behema kamrinim, the behema still loy story. I'm making a kal v'choymer all the animals that their chaylev is usher teat, and there's a chi of chorus. And still the Torah says it's mutter banon, so the gid anosher, it's only osa, the achilor, it's only alav, treat it's mutter banon. So kisa, this is the whole sugya, that we ask kashas and terutzim and ravu and chiskiya, and we answered all the kashas. So it's not the gemara michti. Oy svinu kolani kroy. We asked all the kashas according to both of them. Ushaninu. We answered both of them. Oh, the chiskiya and ravu, but my pligi. What's the machlokes between chiskiya and ravu? That the Ravua says, anytime it says, lo yoicha, lo toicho, lo toichlu, means Isser Hano. Chizkiya says no. Only lo yoichel means Isser Hano. Lo toicho means the heter Hano. So what's the machloikis? And the Gemara, the chometz of Pesach, the alibud rabbonim. One machloikis says, chometz of Pesach, that's also bano. How do we know chometz of Pesach is also bano? According to Chizkiya, because the pasuk says, lo yoichel. Of course, the Ravu, it's lav dafka lo yoicham, not a limud. Anytime it says lo yoicham, I learn out from the parasha of Nevelo that it's mut, that it's also bano. Who adin b'shar haniskol? Falibud divri akirl. Shar haniskol is also bano, according to everybody. And the Torah says lo yoicham. So according to Chizkiya, it's from the word lo yoicham. According to the Ravu, it's from the diak of Nevelo. That again, by Nevelo, the Torah says don't need it. And the Torah has to say specially that it's mut bano. So it's a limud that every other place is also bano. So it's only machlokes, where do we learn it out from? Chizkiya nafik leim lo yayochel. Chizkiya says, since the pasuk says the feirish, lo yayochel, that's how I know it's also bano. The lo yayochel means no type of hano at all. Rabbi Avua nafik leim nevela. Rabbi Avua says no. The word lo yayochel itself, it wouldn't be mashma ifir hano. It's only the diak from nevela. By Nevela, the Torah says don't eat it, and then the Torah has to say it's mutter banor, so Sarai, any other place, when the Torah says, le-teuchel, le-yechel, le-teuchel, it means Yisra'anor also. For the Mar Michti, bein lamar, asurim banor. My benaya, what's the nafkamina? According to both of them, Shoha Niskol and Chametz Pesach, these are the only two Yisurim that the Torah says, le-yechel, and it means Yisra'anor. So what's the machlokes then? They're both made, it's also banor. And the Gemara, Ike benaya, chulush nishlo bi'azorah. That's the machlokes. If chulush nishlo be'azor, like we had before, if you have your own cow that you bring into the Beis Hamikdash, you make a shita there the Torah says it's also teat, with an isra rafei, is a mutter banor or not. Chizki yisobar, lo yeyochel, le mutei hani. He goes, lo yeyochel tells me that chomet and shura nishlo is also banor. Then why do the potter say by treifa, la kelev tashtichen oisoi, an extra word oisoi, le mutei to tell me that only a treifa you can give to a dog. If you take your own cow and out of its own lechitzis, you shecht it in the Beis Hamikdash, you know it's also banur. That's the way Chizkiya dashens. Rav Avuah holds, oisai lemutei hani. He holds, no, you need the word oisai. According to Rav Yehuda, like Rav Avuah, you need oisai to tell me that the other things are also banur. And then Echanami, chulun shenishchu biyazor lav diraisam. According to Rav Avuah, according to Rav Yehuda, it's lav diraisam. If you shecht your animal inside the Beis Hamikdash, midiraisa it's mutei banur. So really, that's the machlokes. How you dash the word lo yiyochel or not is the machlokes. Is the word like kelat hashlichen oisoi? Is the word oisoi extra or not? According to Chizkiya, it's extra. To tell us that if you shech your cow in the Beis Hamikdash, it's even osur banur. Yosavum rabbanu kaim the Rabbi Shmuel banachmein the Yosav kama mishmei the Rabbi Shmuel Levi minayin lechol yisurin shebatoyah tichihecha the yisurin bachil hakanami yisurin banur. How do I know this yisoi that whenever it's osur bachila you can't have any enjoyment from it? Or my niya, which cases chametz a pesach b'shur haniskel minayin? How do I know that chametz on pesach is also banor and the shur haniskel is also banor? Typically, milo yeyochel. First answer, say like Chizkiya says. It's part of says lo yeyochel. That's mashma nisranor. So these tanoim say no. Lo yeyochel israchilu mashma la yisranor le mashmli. They don't like this drasha. They hold even the word lo yeyochel is only mashmi. You can't eat it, but it's not mashma it's also banor. So they want another lima to tell us that chametz is also banor. But the Gemara, good, even if you don't hold from Lo Yochel, typically by Nevela. Learn that like a Bavua learns that though. Why does the Torah have to say by Nevela, it's Mutter Bano? And Lamayat Smash, whenever it says Lo Yochel, it means it's also Bano. Number 9, they hold Sublok of Yehuda. They hold like a Yehuda Shita before. The Yomar of Yehuda said, Dvorim Kichsovim. The reason why the Torah says Nevela is Mutter, it has to tell you the Farish that to a Ger, you have to give it to him for a present, and to a Goy, you have to sell it. That's what the Torah says for the Alochis. But I don't know every other place is also banor. And the Gemara in Echnami, Isavlo Kev Yehuda, typically Mihecha the Chinaflo Kev Yehuda. Learn that from the other posting. Milakelov Tashlich and Oisoi. Tadiyak only here is Mutter banor and no place else. And the Gemara, no, these Tanoim hold, Ksova Chulun Shanishto Biazoro. If you shecht your cow in the Beis Hamikdash, you're Isa. And how do I know it's also banor midiraisa? For the word Oisoi. So Mela, I have no mocha to know it's also banor. So according to these man diyomrim, how do I know that chametz pesach and shor nisko zosav banor? They don't hold from these roshes lo yeyochel. So where did the Torah say the pharish is zosav banor? Tomorrow nechlami, tomorrow has to bring down like a new psukim. How these man diyomrim know that it's zosav banor? Right, stop here. Mitzvah. You're holding the bottom gemara of chov gimel mabez. The last gemara just. So the kasha was again. The last one was Yosef, Ahum Rabbonin, Kaimed Reb Shmuel Ben Achmeni. The Rabbonin asked Reb Shmuel Ben Achmeni, how do we know that the Yisurim like Chometz is also Banor? As they don't hold from these last rushes, Lo Yeyochel, Le Toichal, they don't hold from those rushes. They hold Oisai also tells us that Chum Shnichel Biazor is the Raisa, so they don't have any extra psukim. So how do they know that to say that Chometz and Shor Niskel is also Banor? Tomorrow comes out, they learn out from Minayin, the Pasuk says, Kol Chatis Ashayuva Midoma. If you take the blood of a Chatis and bring it inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the dam becomes posel. Is this talking about a regular Korban Chatis, that the Zrika's dam is supposed to be outside on the Zbech HaChitzoin? If you bring the dam inside, it's a Psul Yotzei, and the dam becomes posel. The Pasuk says, V'chol Chatis Ashayuva Midoma Eloi Omoyed. If you bring it inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, lechata b'Kodesh lo yisayochel, you can't eat it, b'esh tisor, if you have to burn it. So that's a psul, taking the dam into the wrong place. It should have been on the chitzon mizbeach, chitzon, the outside mizbeach, and instead they brought it inside, the dam becomes posul, and it says, lo yoichel, you can't eat it. Is shein tamud lo yimabesh tisor, why does the pasuk have to say you should burn it? Umat tam lo yimabesh tisor, what does the pasuk say you have to burn it for? And menu in legufoy dechsiv. The Pasuk says that a chatis is toy in sreifa if the dam was brought inside. So Mela, it's an extra Pasuk here. Why does the Pasuk have to say this psul, if you brought the dam inside lifnim, you have to burn the whole korban? Like Pshita, we had another Pasuk, so Rashi brought down, that was by Moshe Rabbeinu with Aaron, v'sir nafshin, v'hi b'yom hashmini. Okamulu Moshe, lo mosir after Moshe, what did Aaron, why did you burn that korban? Hein loyhuva has domi ala kodesh p'nima, that they didn't bring the dam inside. So Machlal, it's a Raya Dim Huvoi, if they would have brought the dam of that Chatis
inside to the Pnim, Shapir Rav Desafu, then Moshe would understand why Aaron, why they burnt the Korban. Is Alma Vasreifi. So you see from that Pasuk that if they bring the dam inside to the Pnim, the Korban is turned Sreifa. So who is an extra Pasuk? Why does the Pasuk have to say here again of a Yikra Vav? Tell us this Yisoid. That if you take this dam and bring it inside, you have to burn the Korban. So it's an extra Pasuk. The Gemara says, "Meino inyan legufayim deyachsiv in esaro to nuinyan lechol isurin shabatayim." Put it to other isurim in the Torah, like Rashi says, "Lechol isurin shenemal behem la bachilosin." Because just like here, the Torah says loy toichal, and we're saying a pasuk of veishti sarif. Is who within any place the Torah says don't eat it, we'll have a reboot to tell us something that's also banor. Every other, all the other Yisurim that we went through in the sugyas, it all says that we have special psukim to tell us that it's mutter. The only one that came out that's also banor is only these two, chametz on Pesach and shor haniskel. So there's an extra pasuk here now to burn it. So Moshe says, "Emeinu inyan lechol isurin shabbat Torah." Yeah, to know inyan lechol isurin shabbat Torah.